The economy in the metro area has been growing in recent years, but large-scale efforts by the governor to revitalize upstate regions have had little impact. Last year, some 73,000 people left the state, mostly from upstate, twice the rate of previous years, according to new census figures. And that's despite the fact that Governor Cuomo has allocated billions of dollars in economic development programs for upstate since he took office in 2011. This week, the Investigative Post is looking at the track record of the governor's economic development programs and partnership with ProPublica and the Columbia University School of Journalism. Lead reporter Jim Heaney, the editor of the Investigative Post, joins us now from Buffalo to discuss the findings. Jim, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So I think many people in our region have a general sense that the areas in the northern and western New York areas aren't exactly thriving. What are the most surprising aspects about the economic landscape up there?
I think how bleak the job creation numbers have been since Cuomo took office. A couple of quick numbers. Nationally, in the 6 years that Cuomo's been in office, jobs have increased 11%. Upstate New York, just 2.7%, which is a quarter. So we're creating in upstate New York a quarter of the jobs that is happening nationally. I compared that with other states. If upstate was a standalone state, we'd have the fourth worst job growth rate in the country during Cuomo years. We're worse off than, among other places, the state of Mississippi, which I think says something.
Now, ProPublica compiled a database of roughly a dozen state economic development programs with thousands and thousands of different subsidy deals. Could you give us a quick overview of the range of subsidies that we're talking about here?
A lot of them are property tax and sales tax abatements offered through local industrial development agencies. You've got state tax credits through the Excelsior program. You've got discounted hydropower through the New York Power Authority. You've got brownfield tax credits. You know, New York State offers a wide range of tax abatement programs, and what we did was zero in on about a dozen of the largest ones.
And you found that these haven't had much of an economic impact. So kind of walk us through this cause and effect here, or I guess we should say the lack of cause and effect. What's the problem with the programs?
Well, I think the problem begins not with the programs, although I think they're a part of the problem. I think the problem starts with upstate. It is a region that has lost its foundation, its manufacturing base over the years. Almost every county in upstate is losing population. And as one expert pointed out to me, you know, business ultimately depends on your local market. And if your local market is shrinking, that does not bode well for businesses in those markets. Beyond that, the governor has really changed state economic development policy from his predecessors. It used to be the state and local IDAs would give subsidies to individual companies predicated on the promise that they would create jobs. Cuomo's big initiatives, such as the Buffalo Billion, Solar City, up and down the thruway, Cuomo entrusted Elaine Carlieros, who's now under indictment, to build a lot of these huge mega deals. Solar City involved state investment of more than $750 million. There was a lot of money that was going to be put in the projects in Dunkirk and Rochester and Utica and Syracuse. And most of those haven't panned out. They've either been shelved or they're behind schedule because of the indictments and other difficulties. He also had the other programs that waived state taxes for new startups. So you've got the governor putting a lot of effort into luring businesses here on the promise that we will either build your plant for you at taxpayer expense, or if you come here, you don't have to pay taxes for a long period of time. And those kind of incentives have not borne fruit. And they certainly, if they were to bear fruit, would increase the tax burden on people already here because they would create a demand for additional services, while at the same time, those of us already here would be paying for that.
And so what is the governor's response to these hard numbers and the lack of growth?
The administration, as is their practice, has not been willing to talk to us about this. Empire State Development is the primary economic development agency for New York, and they steadfastly refused to deal with us on stuff. They were cooperative early on in providing the data to us in ProPublica in Columbia to get the database built. But when we started attempting to do the reporting, they just shut down and wouldn't return phone calls, wouldn't respond to questions. And it's very typical of the Cuomo administration.
And you also write that some of these programs have become highly politicized.
Well, the indictments, I think, stand as evidence of that. You've got certain projects in Buffalo, in Albany, in Syracuse, where Preet Bharara and the state attorney general have brought criminal indictments against people saying there was bid rigging and other types of illegal activity. So it's been certainly in that regard. I mean, a number of developers were indicted. They were developers who were major contributors to the governor's campaign. So, there's been this air of politics/illegality introduced into the whole development process in New York State.
Okay, Jim Heaney, editor of the Investigative Post. You can find links to the series, a partnership with ProPublica and Columbia University School of Journalism, on our website at WNYC.org. Jim, thanks a lot.
Thank you.